This is Community Close Up, a public affairs presentation. I'm Steve Murphy. Our guest on today's program is Walter Savage. Walter is the chairman of the Yancey County Commission, and he joins us on a monthly basis to tell the citizens of our county about events, news, and information that you need to know. We welcome you, sir, to our program.
Steve, it's nice to be with you again. And I'd like to say that the 4th of July was a wonderful day for celebrations. The fireworks that were provided by the county on Friday night were, I thought, exceptional, and have had lots of favorable comments with that regard. On the 4th, the Lions Club provided a good program on the square, good food and good entertainment. Later on that evening, on the 4th, there were good fireworks down at Patience Park, which is now being run by the county. It was just a delightful weekend. Starting on Thursday, there were all kinds of competition, rook tournaments, basketball, three-on-three, horseshoe tournaments. The kids had slippery slides. They had the bouncy cages. On Saturday night, 4th of July, they had almost an hour of fireworks. Now, these fireworks are actually not paid for by the county, but by revenue taken in there at Patience Park. It was a wonderful 1 hour of celebration with lots of wonderful fireworks. At the July meeting of our Yancey Commissioners meeting, which was held on Tuesday night, we had several items of importance to discuss. There were two public hearings. The first dealt with the proposed refinancing for the detention center. As you probably have heard several times, there was a considerable overrun on the building of the detention center, and the funds were taken from the general fund rather than from the capital fund, which had run out of money. So we are going to refinance that detention center, and this was at the suggestion of local government in Raleigh. And we're working on proposals from three different organizations, and that will be a decision that will be made at a later date, sooner hopefully rather than later. We also had proposals from the Yancey County Transportation. They're requesting to submit proposals for three more grants. These grants would total up to about $135,000, of which the county would be responsible for a matching grant of about $6,300. This is all well and good when you can get that much money for no more match than that. We've had a request for building a tower out near the Windy Gap area going into Madison County. U.S. Cellular is going to build that tower, and it required three variances. Cellular towers will be at a height of 195 feet. Anything above 180 feet requires a variance, and the reason for this additional height is because at some future date, Cellular will agree that any emergency facilities required by the county will be able to be put on that tower, and it also has to be at least 20 feet above the tree line, and this 195 feet will make that possible. We also appointed three members to different boards. Julia Norris was appointed as Yancey County's representative as a trustee to the Malin Community College. Marie Nicholson was reappointed for her first full term on the EDC, and Shirley Bryant will serve on the Jury Commission. Jury Commission are those who work through the clerk of the court's office to ensure that all those that are selected for jurors are qualified to serve on juries. One last item that was taken up at our July meeting was the North Main Street project. This project is a combination with the county and the town for improving the sidewalks that go alongside the swimming pool on North Main Street. It has been somewhat of a safety hazard, and the proposals have been made. There will be a cost of about $19,000 to be split, hopefully, between the town and the county to get this project underway. The funds for the project itself, that will be for the preparation, specs, and all the drawings that have to be done. Those cannot be paid for out of grant money. We're looking forward to receiving grant money from the stimulus package in order to complete this project. And sometime in the future, this would be a trail that will be able to continue up North Street, on up over Phillips Knob, and eventually someday maybe join in with the Appalachian Trail. This is a dream that we have for the county with regard to trails. We're hoping to promote that. And that is all we have for this month, Steve, and we thank you very much for the opportunity of bringing the citizens up to speed on what's happening at our commission's meeting. I would encourage any of you who are interested in government, our regular meetings are held on the first Tuesday night of every month, starting at 7 o'clock.
Our thanks to Walter Savage, chairman of the Yancey County Commission, for joining us today. For Community Close-Up, I'm Steve Murphy.